This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm about to be the most hated man in America, I think, at this point. If everyone is talking about the Phillies, Karen, who took the ball, ran over as this guy at a game at the Phillies game, grabbed a ball, and there was a tussle for a baseball, and he went to go get it. She went to go get it. He grabbed it from her, ran over, and gave it to his kid, and she came walking over and then very Karen-like, like, scolds him. And the question I have for you is, anyone out there who has ever gotten a foul ball before? Anyone out there? Anyone received this? And do you think this Philly lady, Karen Philly, was in the wrong? 855-444-6342. So it's 855-444-MEGA. This Philly Karen, I'm going to defend for a second because everyone seems to hate her.
Oh, my gosh.
I honestly think she was in the right. One of the reasons I think she was in the right is this was a home run ball or whatever that they were going after, and two people were going in after it, and she felt like the guy ripped it from her hands as a woman.
Give me a break.
No, I didn't see
that. If a guy comes up and rips something from a woman, everyone says that guy's a jerk.
It's for the kid.
Okay,
but I don't think he ripped it straight out of her hands.
I don't either. That's the thing.
It was on the floor, and it's just whoever picks it up first.
Yes, it isn't her section.
I think it was hard to see where there was.
No,
I
feel like her hands were not like a man ripping that. I don't agree with that.
On that note, I have a problem with her touching him.
Oh, you had
I have a problem with her being a psychopath in front of a child.
Okay, so he's made a comment because everyone's like, why did he give up the ball? He is in the right. Everyone knows the foul ball rules, the home run ball rules.
Because he's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a good guy.
And everyone knows it. And he said,
he shouldn't have been.
I wanted to de-escalate the situation to show my kids that you can de-escalate from a crazy Karen. And so that was his comment. And then bravo to the Phillies. They hooked the kid up with swag and all that kind of stuff. Only reason I'm defending her is, like, one, she doesn't know that it's going to a kid. And is the foul ball rule in general that, hey, if you catch a foul ball, you have to go give it to the nearest kid? Because I looked it up. One, your odds of getting a foul ball is 1 in 1,500.
Then she should have been faster.
Oh, I think she was fast. I see this video of both of them having it. She kind of gets her hands on it, and he rips it out of her hands. He was so fast. Because he was a guy. I felt like it was a guy ripping the ball from the woman.
I think he's faster because he's a guy?
I think he was able to rip it away faster. Like,
no.
She had her hand on it, he had her hand on it, and he out-strengthed her with the speed kind of move.
Yeah,
so you, and good was, for him.
Yeah, you don't see that part. I can see her being upset because it was near her section. This guy came out of his section to get the ball. But I think once you saw that he gave it to a kid, you got to back off, no matter how angry you are, and walk away.
I mean, I was so uncomfortable for that kid, like, seeing his eyes look at her raging. made me want to rage. Here's, like, if I would have gone, if I would have saw that happen, I would have walked sections over to yell at that girl and be like, you need to leave.
I do think, like, what she did in front of the kid was crazy. I do think she is crazy.
To me, like, invalidates all of her other reasonings because of her behavior around that kid. I feel like nothing else was relevant after that point because she was acting psycho.
And she hasn't
psycho.
Come out and said anything yet. She just took her ball and went
and
home.
It's funny to me because, like, she probably has this ball, you know, at home and whatever, and every time she looks at it, she probably feels weird and embarrassed.
Yes.
I don't think it was worth it.
She shouldn't be proud
of that
ball.
It's not worth doing what she did to get it.
Okay. She, one of the things that I felt like was different, because we just had two incidents in, like, the last 2 weeks at the U.S.
Everybody
Open.
Everybody just assume you're on camera all the time.
Right.
At the U.S. Open, this CEO guy ripped the hat from the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was messed up. She went to a grown man and was like, yo, and scolded him, and then he, like, got put in his place. Okay, what is the foul ball rule? Like, is it?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Any man or woman for themselves, if you rip it from someone's hand, like, once someone gets their hands on it, is there theirs? Anyone ever get a foul ball before? Did someone have to give it to you? If you got a foul ball, do you have to look around and give it to the nearest kid? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Is anyone out there besides me that thinks, hey, she had the ball at one point. That's the foul ball rule. Why don't you get your hands on it? Or was the guy completely in the right and she was completely in the wrong? We'll take your phone calls on this next. I know everyone's going to hate me. I'm sorry. I'm defending the Philly Karen, actually, here on the Brett Mega Show. Everyone has kind of seen this viral moment that happened at the Phillies game where Philly Karen scolded this guy after he gave his kid the ball. When a ball was in their section, he ran over. There was a scramble for it. He gets the ball, runs back, gives it to her kid, and she scolded him and then got the ball back, and everyone's freaking out. My thought on this, and the reason I say this, is I felt like, I don't know this, I've never gotten a foul ball because they're almost impossible to get. I looked it up. Only 1 in 1,500 people are odds of getting a foul ball. It's, like, really hard to get a foul ball. And so once you get your hands on it, I think the rule is you got to back off. You're not going to fight over a foul ball. The lady had their hands on the foul ball, and the guy ripped it from her. And so she's like, yo, dude, get your hands off of me.
I got hit with a foul ball.
Why? How? Are you, now that makes sense, actually. Now I'm starting to...
It didn't hit me in the head. It hit me in the back. I knew it was coming, so I put my head to my knees, and I got hit in the back with it.
Wow.
I kept it, but I don't know where it is. I don't care about it. If it would have went to a kid, I would have been happy for them. I wouldn't have scolded the dad and went off like a psycho like this Karen did. But yeah.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Zoe, do you think Philly Karen had any point when she ran over and told that guy, hey, give me the ball back?
No.
No.
Right.
I just feel like it's not that serious. Like, kind of like she was saying, like, if somebody really wants it that bad and they're going to give it to a kid, it's like, just let them have it. He's going to be sitting at home with this ball and not even, like, think about it in a couple weeks.
No, what a Philly Karen keeps it on a pedestal and is like, has, like, lights around it and has this, like, big moment shrine whenever
she's
the people
too much time on her hands.
Well, she could be a lifelong.
Did you see Philly Karen?
Yeah.
She probably does have this.
Yeah. But she's probably a lifelong fan, and this is like a memento for her to take home. I can understand her
being
upset.
She's got nothing to live for, guys. This is it.
Well, I can see her being upset, but I still think once she touched the guy, you know, and like, ooh, wait a second. Whoa. Because if the roles were reversed and that guy touched her, that's what we'd be talking about. Yes. Yeah,
but same thing. Like, if he doesn't, does anyone think if he doesn't hand it to a guy?
To a kid?
Or to a kid, that a guy ripping a ball from a woman is wrong?
Yes, but we don't know he ripped it from her.
Yeah,
I don't think he
pushed her down and shoved it. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like that.
Hannah and AB, if a guy rips a ball from your hand, are you pissed?
I just don't think that's what she did.
You don't think that the guy did that?
I think it was on the floor, and maybe it was in her section, but he got there faster.
You don't think she had
hands
on it?
She's probably claiming, like, he ripped it from my hand.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was like a
to make herself.
Yeah,
that was
pick me. She was the monster.
Kim, you're an usher, actually. What's the rules when it comes to foul balls?
Well, whenever I was an usher, whenever the foul ball would come down, whoever got to the ball first got it. So she made a scene for no reason. He gave it to his son. I feel the baseball should go to children. Whenever we would get a foul ball, we would end up giving it to the kids.
Usher's ruled in.
You're a good woman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.